Welcome to the DrDavidMarlin.com Stable Science Podcast. I'm Dr. David Marlin, and along with a great team of experts, I'm helping horse owners and riders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. In these podcasts, we will discuss science-led research, technology, information, and advice to help you care for your horses so they may live healthier, happier, and longer lives. To support the podcast and all our research and science for horses, go to our website, www.drdavidmarlin.com. And to learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to this podcast. My name is Dr. Gillian Tabor. I'm a chartered physiotherapist and I specialise in the treatment and the rehabilitation of horses. In this podcast, I'm going to review a paper about a topic that is receiving quite a lot of scrutiny inside the members group of the Dr. David Marlin website. The topic is about the use of red light in horses. So I'm going to just to talk about one paper that was published in 2020 in the Equine Veterinary Journal, and I want to go through the basically the methodology of it, but also the findings in it, because I think it adds to our story about our scientific understanding of the use of red light for horses. For lots more details of this, I have actually recorded a webinar which goes into the topic in further depth. It looks at comparing laser to LED red light and also talks about how this applies to its application in horses compared with its application in humans. So this paper is titled The Effect of Infrared and Red Monochromatic Light on Equine Wound Healing. The lead author is Peter Michenek, I hope I pronounced that right, and the authors are based at the Department of Biomedical Sciences and Veterinary Public Health at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences, which is in Uppsala in Sweden, which is of interest because I visited them last year. So, what did this paper do? Well, it took a topic and a device and measured whether or not it was effective at what it said it should be effective at. So, the red light and the infrared light was produced via LEDs, so light emitting diodes, and we can see in the sort of general press and certainly on social media, there's a lot of adverts for devices that are LED red light systems that claim that they can sort of heal things, they can induce relaxation, they can promote recovery. And as a little bit of a plot spoiler, I'm quite happy to tell you that there is very little evidence of these claims. So these authors very, very usefully decided to see whether or not a device that they purchased could actually do what it said it did. So the start of the paper, as all good papers have, is an introduction that provides rationale for the study. It talks about the research about LEDs, and in this particular paper, they do explain the sort of rationale and the theory behind LEDs being effective, is that the photons from the LEDs get in through the tissues, they get absorbed by the cells, and one of the enzymes in the electron transport chain, which is part of the production method for ATP, which is sort of the energy in a cell. So the actual photons get absorbed by this enzyme, and that it upregulates it, so it makes it happen to be more active, and therefore you get more energy and you get more sort of cell turnover, and that's why you get healing and things like that. In the introduction, they then talk about previous studies, and they refer to studies mainly in rats and mice, and looking at these models and to see how LED, both visible red and near infrared, which are in the quite close on the electromagnetic spectrum, actually have an effect. They also then talk a little bit about the idea of wound healing in horses and why we think that the LED might be useful, but they do state that they haven't found any scientific documentation to support this. So therefore, the purpose of their study was to investigate how a commercial LED device marketed for the treatment of wounds in horses could actually affect wound healing in healthy horses. So they were using a device that actually produced visible red light at a wavelength of 637 nanometers and near infrared light, which would be invisible, at a wavelength of 956. So if you're looking at these devices on the market, a lot of the marketing materials do include the wavelengths that are produced by the units, and quite often these units are sort of battery operated, sort of rechargeable handheld devices, and they are relatively inexpensive, and that is because the actual production of LED light certainly in the last few decades has become a lot cheaper. And that's interesting because I was brought up with only considering laser to be effective, and I think it costs 1,000 times more to produce a laser diode than it does an LED diode. Now, laser and LED can both give out monochromatic red light, so a single wavelength, but there are slight differences in the actual parameters of that light and what it looks like, and also one of the things that we have to consider is actually the power of these devices, and that's something that I will go in when I talk to the conclusion of this paper. So how did they do this study? Well, they took 8 adult horses, and they were healthy at the time. And I'm sorry to say that they sedated the horses and they created a skin wound in them. They actually had a surgeon create a full thickness skin wound, which was 2 centimetres diameter. And then what they did is they left them for a little while, and they did, you know, they did cover them or clean them for short times for dressings, but they left them for, I think it was a couple of weeks, so that they could actually test this device on wounds that were sort of undergoing healing or maybe delayed healing. I guess if they were to start the treatment on day one, then they wouldn't know whether or not it was actually sort of the natural healing process or not. However, what they did have on these horses is they had wounds on the left and wounds on the right, and the wounds were treated in a randomized controlled method. So one was the control and one was the treatment group. And the device that they had was held 1 centimeter from the wound, and the preset program on the unit was for 4 minutes and 40 seconds. So the way it worked was the red light was admitted for 95 seconds and the invisible near infrared light was for 185 seconds. They did actually check to see whether the device was actually admitting the light that it said it did with a power meter, and they said it did, and they could measure exactly the irradiance, which is the power per the centimeter area, and then the energy density. So if you're interested in that, the total energy density was 0.2 joules per centimeter squared for the red light and 1.2 joules per centimeter squared for the near infrared light.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So once they were treating them, they then actually measured the healing processes. So they checked for obviously severe swelling, discharge or pain. And if that was the case, they did actually exclude them from the study. But they measured for swelling using diagnostic ultrasound with a radiologist that was blinded to the experimental group. So they didn't know whether the wounds were receiving treatment or not. And then also they took photographs of the wounds and they used a software program to measure the size of it. They photographed them daily and then they measured them at sort of set intervals to compare the wound healing. The person was blinded to the experimental group that was also assessing these photographs, and they considered that the wounds were healed when the epithelial layer was covering the entire wound surface. So they did some appropriate statistics, which I won't go into, of the results, which group they were in, and the time to complete healing. Now, the results were that there were no significant differences detected on any of the evaluation days between the treated or the control wounds. And they said that time to complete healing was shorter for the untreated control wounds compared with the treated wounds, and the range was between 35 to 62 days for the control wounds with a mean of 49 days. And actually for the treated wounds, although statistically significant, it was 51.8 days, so only just under 2 days difference, but well on its way to taking 2 months for healing. So the discussion goes on to talk about the fact that there wasn't any differences with those treated with the LED and those weren't, and it does relate to the fact that there was a significantly longer treatment time for healing the treatment rooms, but treated wounds. But they do say that actually, you know, it was a small difference. So they did go in their discussion to talk about whether there was differences to lasers or not. And to do this, they refer to a study by Jan et al., which was a study where they used laser to look at the healing rates for surgically induced wounds on the metacarpal region of the horse. With this study, they said that there was quite a similar time frame for the wounds to heal, which is interesting. They didn't talk too much, though, about the actual energy density of the treatment, except to say that it was fixed with this unit, and they followed those guidance of it. And this is one thing that I've been struggling to sort of get any consensus on when I've been looking at the research into either wound healing or sort of any other use for these LEDs or laser red lights, is that the parameters that you can have on these lasers, or LEDs rather, are really wide. So not only do you have the actual power, which is measured usually in milliwatts, at difference, you actually have the irradiation area that is very different as well. So you can imagine that if you have a low powered laser with a very small irradiation area, then actually trying to deliver a sufficient energy density is going to be really difficult. If you've got a higher powered laser and a larger diode that is going to cover a bigger area, then you're going to deliver a much higher energy density. And if you compare the studies, so in this one they said that the dose was 0.2 and 1.2 joules per centimeter squared. If you compare that to the JAN study, the one with the metacarpal wounds, they used a dose of 5.1. So that's almost, I can't do the maths. That's 25 times as much dose to have an effect. And there is another study that is an older one that looked at wound healing as well. And that used a dose of 2 joules per centimeter squared. So if we're trying to compare like for like, we're not. We're sort of comparing apples for oranges. And if you look at the literature in the human wound healing and looking to compare LEDs to lasers, they actually say that if the energy density is equivalent, then they're not seeing so many effects. Now, in the webinar, I will go into a lot more detail about the differences between horse and human, and also the actual sort of electrotherapy side of thing, the differences between LEDs and lasers. So if you're interested, that webinar will be available for you. But just to conclude, that unfortunately these poor horses that had their wounds created on their neck, just for the name of science, there was no benefit to using this LED device to either speed up healing or change the degree of swelling around the area as well. So I'm hesitant to say that we should base everything we know just on one study, because that's never good science. However, it does indicate that we haven't yet got the evidence to suggest that using these low powered LED devices is actually going to be of any benefit to wound healing. If you're going to use red light, then certainly the suggestion is that it has to be of a higher energy density. And before I would tell anybody to go out and buy an expensive unit, I would suggest that firstly, they need to ask the manufacturers whether they've got any evidence for the parameters that the device that they are selling actually kicks out. Or also, let's wait to see whether or not there is going to be any more research in this area. I would love to do studies with this. I find it difficult to work out how I could. I certainly do not have ethical ability to create wounds in horses, nor would I want to. But if I was looking for pain relief, or perhaps I was looking for improved performance or recovery, then that is something that I could consider looking into. It would be a little bit of a complex study, but I think it'd be quite good to do, considering the number of these low powered LED devices that are out there on the market. So there you go, there's just a review of one paper looking at LEDs for wound healing. It's not the most positive, and if anybody has got any questions or any thoughts or wants to enter in discussion about it, then please do drop me an email via the Dr. David Marlin website, and I would be happy to talk about it more. Thank you very much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and the Stable Science series. If you want to learn more about this topic and our work, head over to the drdavidmarlin.com website. Our website and community of members discuss a wide breadth of topics, and the website houses thousands of articles, webinars, videos and research, all designed to help horse owners, riders, trainers and breeders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. The drdavidmarlin.com site is an independent information resource for all equestrians, a source of unbiased, science-based research. To learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.